Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Go. Everybody all night, all night long.
I don't have fear last finish.
Me, I bring the club. She brings the shake.
Fear last finish. I bought only 200 naira fuel, so I don't have 1 liter, only 1 liter.
You drank it or what?
I put it in my engine. And my engine is about to knock. Please, help.
Good morning, Lagos. 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, and this is What's Up Lagos! Yeah!
Life.
Yes, we're the paid noisemakers on this dial. In case you don't know, you, what are they paying you to do?
What are you paying you to do?
Ah, but that's too much shit.
Hey, my
Come
God.
On.
Hey, hey.
Don't be paying his
yes.
So, what are they paying you
yes,
to do?
Yes, what are they paying you to do? Because my own, I'm adding value by shouting. My name is Mary Anacol, and Feta, the cross-fertilization has part, is here on a Monday, looking very nice. My dear.
My dear.
It's like, only people that understand what coste is. It's coste that she wore today. Hey, girl.
Are you wearing coste? Happy to be.
All right. How was your weekend?
It was great. I look well rested? Because
yes, you do. No eyebags.
I mean,
nothing.
I slept well, though. I was all sleeping. Episode by episode.
That sleep that you wake up. You sleep again, you wake
I
up.
I slept.
Then you'll not be tired when you wake up, finally.
I slept, and I was ready for the week, and I'm ready and pumped.
I can tell so. With your coste. Hey,
hey. It wasn't George.
All right, as usual, we start off the show with our sound off, and right after sound off, we go into the music for today. Hey, my God.
My God.
I came packing heat. I brought heat with me this morning because, you see, as we start the week, we like to start it on a very good note. And how would you know if it's a good note if you don't know the bad side? You understand me?
If everywhere is more like a main babe.
So right after that, we'll go into, I think it's Power Solutions comes at 10:30. So the whole of 10, comes on at 11:30. The whole of 10 a.m. till 10:30 to 11. We're going to be enjoying ourselves to 11:30 when we say goodbye. Mm-hmm. But first things first, let's sound off. Good morning.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
And this is Sound Off. Yes, it's time for us to sound off on issues and matters arising. You know that, you know, when we do Sound Off here, it's mostly about you. It's about social, economic, political, and every other issue, you know, that one way or the other affects you and I. And for the past few days, I've been talking about you going to get your PVCs and all of that. But I'm just going to quickly move on to something else that's bothered a lot of us this whole weekend. You know, right? So where have you been lining up? Where are you queuing? Are you at the fuel station? Or are you at the ATM? Did you do some vigil nights around there? Or are you queuing for your PVC? What are you queuing for? I'm asking this question because a lot of things have come to light. All through the weekend, we had to deal with the loss of issues. Now, there's been an uncertainty as banks have grumbled over the inadequate supply of Naira notes by the CBN. I'll just give you a little background, then I'll tell you what I came here to sound off on. Now, the scarcity of new Naira notes was also confirmed to, national dailies by bank managers of commercial banks in Lagos and Abuja. They're grumbling due to inadequate supply of new naira notes by the Central Bank of Nigeria as pressure has mounted ahead of the 31st January deadline for the circulation of old notes, bank officials and security sources have told our national dailies. Now, in a last-minute move to improve the circulation of the new naira notes, the Apex Bank has intensified efforts by providing the new notes to banks for onward circulation amongst Nigerians, especially in rural areas. However, sources familiar with details of the CBN operation had told Premium Times newspaper on Saturday that the Apex Bank's supply of the new naira notes has been grossly inadequate, underline the word, inadequate, making it very difficult for commercial banks to meet their customers' demands. A security source told the newspaper that banks are receiving an average of 12 million naira in some parts of the country, an amount the source explained was grossly inadequate to meet the bank's demands. Now, cash needed for ATM operations alone in each bank is about 25 million, and that's apart from other cash transactions within the bank. This was something that the source said, and bankers are scared to even complain openly so that Oga does not beat them. So I'm not here to try to, you know, justify anything. I know that this is a great thing that the CBN is doing. You're trying to, one way or the other, fight, you know, money politics or vote buying. All well and fine. But did you consider that this would happen? Because I know in this country, we always put the cart before the horse. We're very excited to roll out these ideas. No feasibility studies, no looking at the pros and the cons. And even when the cons, you know, outweigh the pros, we still go ahead because, you see, we want to tick something in our scorecard, you know, a political plus. But you see, at the end of the day, Nigerians are the ones suffering. People slept. I mean, you could go to social media and see pictures of people sleeping at ATM machines because which market woman? I mean, there are a few people in the market that you could do a transfer to. But do you know what happened over the weekend? You would conduct a transaction, you know, and do a transfer to somebody, and it took the whole day. You still didn't see that the money was transferred. Especially the Orange Bank. Your drama over the weekend was a lot. Yes. So many people were stranded. People could not buy fuel. People could not buy food. They couldn't do anything because they paid in all their monies, the old notes, and they couldn't get the new ones. So all they were left with is the option of, you know, transferring or using POS. And guess what? Half the time, none of those were working. Oh, yes, we're trying to, you know, push for, you know, e-banking and, you know,
cashless policy.
Cashless policy in the mud, CBN. In the mud. I don't know why we do this all the time. We always try to push for things, but we do not make sure that we have a cushioning effect for the aftermath. No, nothing. Nothing is being done. After all, who are we? Let them suffer, Jerry. We're trying to fight vote buying at the expense of who? The common man who one way or the other, relies on those small, small change, 100, 1,000, to buy whatever they want to buy and feed the kids overnight. They can't do it because you didn't put your house in order. Well done, CBN. Applaud this. And that's Sound Off. Still, what's up, Lagos? 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's time for us to rock and roll, but are you ready?
Are you ready for what's coming?
Are you ready? You see, this is not what I planned to talk about this morning. Sam, how are you doing? So,
Who is Sam?
You know what, guys? Sam knows himself. How are you doing, Sam? Sammy Wayne. It's interesting how at 8 a.m. in the morning, you jump into a car or you jump into keke, or you show up at a place and a foul smell hits you. Or you walk into the office and this person just walks by you and a foul smell hits you. How do you deal with that?
How do you move from CBN?
No, we're done. That's Sound Off. We're done. No. We don't analyze Sound Off. I'm sorry. We'll go back to you doing your music show, please. Yeah, let's pity you. What? How did you suffer over the weekend? I know you suffered. It's paining you. It's paining you inside your...
No better for that.
Especially when you're excited. You like bad things.
No, Fofa is my friend. I know. Why is Penny him? He has to say it.
See, you know, you know when you're broke, when you don't have money, and then the small money you have,
you cannot have access to it.
Now get stuck. First of all, you can't have access.
That was meaning.
I did not even bother to go and queue in a bank. None of my business. A lot of times, I actually buy things.
You know,
either transfer or POS.
That's the online transaction.
In fact, holding cash is just okay. Let me hold it in my pocket just in case.
Exactly. And you still know. The old cash you have.
Well, I've used almost all my old. I think it's just 400 that is left, you know.
You can't sell your tape and paste it in your parlor.
Thank goodness for the extension. At least I can still
spend with 400 naira, sir.
Auntie, 400 is a lot of money. Are you high? I don't understand. 400 is a lot of money. I tell you what do I want to do.
You can't even buy bread.
You can actually buy bread. There's a 400 naira bread I like. That's my favorite.
But I can't eat.
Give me an
empty. Sorry, we don't eat agege bread.
No, not that kind of one though. It's a very packaged nice bread.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm a rich sugar daddy.
You don't want to give me 400. Ngwanu now. Let's go.
But seriously though, it just felt like, I was telling Sherry earlier this morning, it just felt like the universe conspired. On one hand, we're queuing for petrol.
Mm-hmm.
On another hand, you're queuing to get cash. Hmm. Like, what sort of
you're
rubbish?
You're also queuing to get your PVC.
And we're queuing to get PVC.
Everything is just...
You know, and then you go to the supermarkets to buy things. You can't even do transfer. Literally, I stood at the mall for 20-odd minutes.
Yeah, that's short. I spent all day. So I went to the spa. I wanted to get, you know, some good time in.
And you don't have money. And you come out.
I don't have money. Help me send funds. So guess what? I couldn't pay the spa lady. Thank goodness she knew me. And based on say, I be who I be. They would have held me there the whole day to the next day.
For wash plates.
Orange Bank.
See, let's not even. In fact, that's the I heard that orange band thing. That's why I walked in. I just say Marianne is throwing shades, but seriously, though, while I agree with the CBN, you know, with some of these policies, I think to a large extent, even though we also have to realize that not everybody is as middle class or elite as some of us.
Yeah.
The tomato seller, you know, in the market sometimes, they don't even have
there's so many people that don't have accounts. Bank accounts.
Well,
yeah.
That's, to a large extent, that's one of the reasons for this policy.
I guess.
CBN wants to ensure that these sets of persons, you know, can get into
the banking
the banking system. So lots of them are getting a lot of, you know, wallet banking.
Exactly.
You know, stuff,
you know, it's good on one hand, but the Nigerianness in us would always rear its ugly head. The banks, they will give them money. They will allegedly be selling it to politicians and their cronies.
Allegedly.
I saw weddings where they were, you know, spraying new notes. And the average person is looking for this money.
Where did these people get this money? Somebody is giving them the money in the banks.
It's
never
crazy.
Mind the CBN governor saying that
they are going to calm down. I beg.
See, don't. In fact, hungry the catch him. I go find
control. Okay, and that sound of
sound of
for my leave my juice. I'll take it to Lagos.
And we are back. 37 minutes, gone past 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info is the dial. And we are broadcasting live from Itumiang Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. As you know it, this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. And today we're going to take this conversation to you. We're bringing it to you, your doorstep.
Mm.
You know that there's a saying that a lot of people who have BO don't necessarily know it.
Hmm.
You know, and then of course the climate in this part makes us perspire a lot. So yes, you can wake up as early in the morning, take a shower, you know, and smell somewhat nice. But in 5-10 minutes you are, you know, emitting something
back
that
there.
Is very abhorrent. So I'm asking this morning, do you know that you could do something about body odor? And how do, because I wonder, I used to know a very famous lady who did,
She was like a skin therapist. But when she walked into the studio, my goodness.
She was like a what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know, right? Skin therapist. But when she walked into the studio, oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear God. We would literally need to open the door, leave the door ajar for us to be able to breeze through the next 30 minutes.
And you see, this is one of the hardest things that you can ever tell people about themselves.
You have to find a way.
How though? Because I remember doing something like that to somebody and it didn't turn out well. That girl didn't like me for a very long time.
Then she's not smart.
Because this person actually, you know, I don't want to say this on air, but there are people in our lives that can actually, that could have probably been able to tell her this thing. And they never told her. So why me? Who do I think I am? I think that's how the conversation just went.
So that's why I said that I wondered for this lady. She's married, she's got kids, she's got workers. Maybe the workers would be afraid of her, but does her man know that he could tell her, he could buy her something? I mean, I'll tell you what, guys, before I even go to you that are friends and family members of the people that have Bio, you that work closely with them, you that are their office besties, and you can't tell them in the nicest possible. I mean, the easiest way is to buy them a roll on and say, use this in the office. I mean, if you're my friend, I should be able to tell you some hard truths. Like, I would literally tell the former that, come and take chewing gum. Wait till you chop. Because you're friends. It's easier for a friend to tell a friend. I'm guessing my family members should be able to tell me that, please, what kind of stupid perfume is this?
I mean, that's family members. That's different.
I'm even just saying, your husband is your family member. Your wife is your family member. Your kids are your family member. I mean, I'm that type child that would ask my dad, did you spray perfume before going out? Because I feel like you should have that relationship with whoever you're close to. And so if you have friends and family and they let you walk around with that, it means either their noses are bad or their noses have gotten used to the smell.
That's true. Yeah.
And so they don't feel there's anything wrong. But, oh, come on. You're doing a disservice to your friend. I'd rather that you don't talk to me but start wearing deodorant than walking around and stanking up the place.
Well, like you said, maybe their noses are bad, or maybe they've gotten so used to it that you don't even smell anything.
But how does that
one time you walked into here and said something smells funny, but maybe I can't perceive it because I've been here all the while. So maybe that happens too. But yo, there's too much questions about this thing.
I know, because I get into an Uber in the morning. 60% of the time.
This is where this is coming from.
60% of the time I have to whip out my deodorant, or I always have a tiny, you know, perfume bottle in my bag and spray the whole car and then pretend to spray my body because I don't want the guy to feel bad. But then I'm sending you a message that your car stinks. It's bad. And it's early in the morning. It's like 8:30. Did you not take a bath, sir? And if you didn't, I mean, I've had times I didn't take a bath, but I wore deodorant. It's also to keep the peace.
Because
I'm just saying,
if
man,
you don't do it, you're like a subtle terrorist.
Exactly, you're terrorizing our noses. And sometimes it hurts the nose so much that the eyes cry. You've not seen those strong ones. This is solution, guys.
It pepper my eyes.
But how do you tell a person that they stink in the nicest possible way? I've told you one. I'd buy you a deodorant. I'd buy you a deodorant.
But they may not still get the message. That's the thing.
So again, it depends on the relationship you have with the person. You can say, use this whenever you're in the office, okay? It's very important. And you can send the message, use this when you're in the office. So it means that there's something that happens when I'm in this office, right? Okay. So it would stick. Even if the person doesn't get the message, you remember that, this perfume, they say, make it when I'm in the office. It's something. But I want to know what tricks that you guys have, because I'm going to talk about the remedies. There are home remedies to this. You don't have to go get those injections in your underarms or whatever. And sometimes you need to treat your insides for it to happen. But I'll give remedies. But for now, how do you tell a person that what they emit is not comely to the nose or the nostrils? It's Monday and we can't be smelling all over the place. 0700-993-993-993 If you are a lady, join the conversation, please. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. I'd like to hear from you this morning.
I don't even like real experiences. If anybody can share.
Yeah, please. Please
like,
share. Please share. I would love to hear.
Because I have mine. Did it go just, south for you? Or was it like taking as, you know, coming from a place of love? I'd like to know.
Yeah. I really want to put out those home remedies. But it's very important. How do you deal with people that... And are we doing a disservice to them if we're friends and we don't want to tell them because we're afraid that it would hurt the relationship? What is a relationship if you, my friend, you're smelly? I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to sound that mean, but hello.
What are we doing? What are we?
Exactly. What are we? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Chooks from Ajegulu.
Chooks.
Chooks from Ajegulu.
All right, Chooks, go ahead. How do you deal with this kind of situation?
Well, normally, I don't normally have the mind to tell them.
Mm.
But there was this one that I spoke to one lady about. She normally comes to buy friends from me. So one of her friends that normally comes along with her. So she do have such an offensive body odor. And I don't know how to talk to the lady because maybe I'm that kind of person that I don't like insults. So I just spoke to the friend of that lady. I just called her one time. Don't you perceive this and what you see?
Question.
Just tell her, do this one. Tell her to do that. And that day, luckily enough, I bought roll-on for myself. So I just gave her that one to give to her.
How did she react?
No, I told the friend.
Okay.
The friend was... I asked her, she said that she is not perceiving it. I told I'm perceiving it, so it's not good for her. I'm being a young lady, and the year she'd be a teenage kid. Around 19, 20 or thereabouts.
But at least she took it from you.
Yeah, she took it from me, and she was, she thanked me when I gave it to her. That was just my experience of talking to someone about me.
Thank you for saving a soul, because you know what? A lot of nostrils would have been saved from the terrorism that the emission gives.
And so you see, it's even very noteworthy to point that we are human beings. And let me tell you one funny joke. So a friend of mine one time in school, when I was doing my diploma, said that their pastor in church used to say one very funny thing. He would say, everybody gather around, put your hand under your armpit, smell it. Human beings smell, but guess what? God does not smell. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Okay.
But like, as human beings, the fact that we go through the hustle and bustle, that would happen.
It's natural. Smell
like,
yourself.
We didn't
smell
come
yourself.
From heaven, follow, come, sensing like, what's it called? So you have to... You have to be very...
I don't think it's
aware of yourself.
I don't think it's out of place to smell yourself, because I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like... I mean, I'm sure you've seen me a couple of times wear deodorant in the studio. Because I feel like, oh, maybe I'm a bit too sweaty. Because I don't want somebody to come close to me. I'm always hugging or, you know, getting close to somebody. I don't want to smell funny. And then somebody's like, oh, you, or carry their nose
some way. Something somewhere. Like that. So, I mean.
And sincerely, it's very important. It's not just for those of us who can smell it. It's also important for you, because sometimes I hear that these things are not necessarily just about you smelling, especially the very offensive ones. It could be, it could have to do with something
inside
of you. And, you know, if you realize it, then you can deal with it. But I'm not the one talking. I want you guys to talk to me, Lagos. How do you deal with these kinds of situations? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Nobody has given me
anything.
Lagos. Turn off your radio. No. Turn off your radio. I'm getting that feedback. Please turn off your radio and call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
No. Give me the what's up, Lagos. Quick.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Who about that?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Ekene. I'm calling from Ogun State.
All right.
Ekene, have you had an encounter, and how did you deal with it?
Seriously, it was really difficult telling the person. I must be sincere with you. Especially those guys. I think there are some of them that they don't really have this body odor. But they wear the clothes, they wore
a
day before.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Some of them will be in your front and you are at the back. You will be inhaling all the... In fact, So the little experience I had with one of my friends, a girl actually, she had this mouth odor. I don't know. So I realized she had toothache. So the thing was getting rotten. So I called her. I said, do you have toothache? Because I also experienced it. It was my mom that told me that, be like, say, you get your mouth the smell because of that toothache. Go remove the teeth or something. So I called her. I asked her. She said, yes. I said, that your teeth is smelling as if you have mouth odor. She said, one small child had told her before now that her mouth is smelling. She now said it.
Chai.
I said, please. It's smelling very badly. Not that you have mouth odor. I politely told her, and she really appreciated. She understood and appreciated. So I think we should also come out and tell our friends politely, like you said, that this, that, so that they will not keep having, should I say, enemy without knowing outside. People will be running away from them, kind of.
Yeah.
So that's to help, it will really help to prevent a whole lot. Now, solution for this, I really have solution for it. So I don't know the one you want to dish out later. That period, what I did, that period, what I did was, since I experienced it, I told her, she also confirmed it. I used alum. I put alum in my mouth and keep it there like.
Are you allowed to put alum directly in your mouth? Is that even safe? Alum?
No, I put it just 30 seconds. Or I put it in hot water and use it to gargle. Then after that, it will just seal up all those odor. It will seal it off. And then help to heal the place.
Okay.
See, today I'm free.
Okay.
See, today I am just as free as... In fact, some people tell me, have fresh bread. So that was when I confirmed that the thing has really gone down. But then I've been anxious, I've been conscious of that.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Okene. That. Interesting. But I'm very skeptical about what we say on the radio. Alum,
I'm not sure about
No. I'd rather you take apple cider vinegar, which is, something that you can, put into your body. So you use it to gargle and hold it in your mouth. It's safer, even though that's also, if you do it too much, you can also have plaque. But it's safer. I would rather not that you use alum. I'm not sure. Dr. Fred, help me out here. Alum is what you use to clean snails and, what do you put in your mouth? I'm not sure that that's safe. Okay, I'll take one more call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio,
Your radio
please.
Said please. Okay.
All right. Do the right thing. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up to you?
What's up?
Cheers to Lagos.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Augustine Ode, calling you from Elemoro, Ibejulekki.
Okay. Augustine, go ahead, please.
Honestly, this topic is very important topic because like that Uber guy you mentioned, because I'm an Uber driver and I've done Uber for like 4 or 5 years. I understand the things that causes those things. You understand there are some people which if they work for money tonight, they will go home. You understand? You go to that Chevron alternative drive, you see driver parking there. They will be there from that night to daybreak. So when they break, most of them, they only buy like sachets of beer water, brush their teeth. So there will no space for them to pee. So in that situation, when you meet those kind of driver who don't go home, which I'll be keeping asking them, the reason why people keep doing that, like, you stay at on the road from morning to night. You don't have no child family. Some say the reason why they do that is where they stay is very far from where they work. And I was like, my own location is also very, very far. I'm like outside of Lagos. But for my entire 5 years, be driving on Uber, I go home. Even there will be a time when I will close work around Ikorodu, I will drive all the way from Ikorodu and empty all the way down to Lakwe area, which is Elemoro. You know the distance, like about 2-3 hour driving.
Pretty far, yes.
So I would drive my car empty back to my house, sleep, bathe. Then I'm a kind of person that I'm so addicted to the roll on. Every second, if all tonight I'm talking to you, I'll be passing my empty every second.
Necessary.
I'm so used to any day I forgot to roll on. If I'm talking to you, I won't move close to you. I'll be feeling my
because you're self-conscious.
Smelling.
Absolutely.
So that is just the truth. Any day I don't use perfume or roll on, Even if it's like if you're inside the car with customer, if you tell me, please, can you get me this thing from your car? If I'm to bring it
you'll
to
be
your
careful.
Car, it's very difficult for me. I won't raise my armpit.
Thank you so much.
I'm passing something. So I have to just force myself, bend small to keep that thing at the back.
Thank you so much. We have to go for a break. But very important, guys, if you have to sleep in your car, the pure water you use in washing your face, you have a little towel. Use it to clean your underarms and wear a roll-on. It'll keep you a little fresh.
It works. Try
or you buy wipes, wet wipes, and use it to clean your underarms and then wear a deodorant over it. It is better than smelling like crap. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll
take you to Lagos.
It's gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We have been talking about the very, very, the most important thing about you, self-care. So I'm just going to drop a line or two and then move on to the next conversation. The reason why we're having this conversation is not to make anybody look bad or feel bad. Mm. It's to make you more self-aware. Okay? Self-awareness is very important. And it's self-awareness is in different categories and different cadres. Okay? And we're going to go through the messages. But before we do that, you know, I talked about home remedies. It's very simple for body odor, for your underarms. As a kid, we were taught to, you know, open lime or lemon into two and use it to scrub your underarms. Mm. It does magic. The acidic, components in lime or lemon does well to seep into your system and, you know, clear whatever smell it is. And, you know, once you're done and you wash it off, use deodorant. And please, I just want to use this platform to inform people. Do not buy deodorant that says antiperspirant, because that's working against your body. Naturally, you're supposed to perspire. That's what your body does. It emits what it doesn't want so that what it wants can be sustained. Mm. Now, if you plug the holes where the water is supposed to come out from, then you're causing some form of skin disease. It's brewing, whether we like it or not. Now, you can just get a body spray or vaporizer, you do toilet, whatever. But make sure it's not antiperspirant, because antiperspirant means it's going to clog those holes and you cannot sweat. And that is not good for you. OK, as much as we're all trying to smell good, please be careful. OK, and for your mouth, buy a mouthwash, no matter how small it is, a mouthwash. If you can't buy a mouthwash, always try to gargle with salt water. It's very good. When you're done eating, for those of you who like to use toothpicks, you can use toothpicks. But I use a floss because I already have, spaces between my teeth. So I use a floss. Floss before you go to bed. If you like, brush. If you don't, just flush and then gargle with your mouthwash or the salt water. It does well to clean out all the holes. And, you know, because it's the food, the things that remain in your gums and in your teeth that emits that smell in the morning. So if you do this and go to bed at night, in the morning you wake up, your breath is great. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. And you can do this within the day. So it's very important, guys.
So nobody's even saying, so just imagine that you cannot do all of these things that Mariana said. No problem. You wake up with a morning breath. So fine. Sure, I don't go out with it. That's my own.
Brush. And always have a mint or something to just refresh your breath. Because once in a while, if you keep your mouth closed for too long, you go smell. It's normal.
Sure thing.
It's very normal, guys. But we have messages.
As in the WhatsApp messages here. I'm just like, what? Anyways, Robert from Badagry says, what's up, Lagos? My take is the manner in which you tell them it matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he says, what's up, Stretch? He's somewhere stretching.
My boo, he's back tomorrow. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, from Ikeja says, my gate man once told my mom to start running. I asked him if he's calling her fat. He said, no, she just needs the exercise. I love bluntness. If my mouth is ever smelling, please tell me and not use me for group chats.
Jeez. It's better. Bros, but that's you.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? The best way I approach this issue of telling friends or neighbors, I just ask them the kind of perfume they wear. Then I cannot talk about the smell. Then advise them to change the product or start using one. Patrick from Akute says that. Osas from Italy says, I have had an experience with a coworker in my place of work, and he's Italian. I told him he has a body odor and he was very angry with me, almost called the police on me. But I and the rest of the other workers had to beg him. To date, he doesn't talk to me. So that's one story that went south. What's up, Lagos? Please, to Yahoo Boy. Friends to Yahoo Boys should please tell them that it's not only cars and ugly clothes money can buy. Money can also buy perfumes and deodorants, Biko. At least if you must sneakily make that money, you can please do it with a nice scent. My name's Gabriel. Okay, we'll not be the ones to help you tell them. You've already done the work. God, this person says, isn't it like the 9th, 10th, and 11th wonder of the world that people with the most disgustingly offensive body odor are like the only people who don't know they got it?
Yeah, and then, you know, the ones who have the mouth odor always speak, they want to come
they
in your face.
They want to tell you something.
Your face. Hello. And they're like, oh my God.
He says,
personal space, please.
Steve from Kano is his name. He says, I cannot tell you. I would just avoid you to go do us part.
Hey, wait, that's
it literally
not nice.
Drives me super nuts when I see people wearing clothes that seem really well pressed and dapper, but oozing terrible odor. Wallahi, I can kill myself one day. Lord knows it's the one thing I can't tolerate nor endure. And I don't forgive either. Ah. Ah.
Uncle, this life is not so difficult. You make it that
He's
way.
He's angry. Mm-mm. Now, this one says, I picked a pregnant passenger on a boat ride. Body odor, air conditioner, a bad combo.
You see, that's the one that kills me. You turn on the air conditioning, sir, but all I can smell is your body. And so the last time I entered into an Uber, I had to ask the guy, did water soak your carpets? Did you wash your car and it didn't get dry? And I said, no, he was not checking. I said, because it smells like somebody died in here.
This guy now said, I had to beg her that I couldn't breathe well with the AC on.
Hey,
did she get the message though? Because hey, I don't think she will. Okay, this one says, Marianne, do you mean that this is not good for me? Though I can't have body odosha, mercy for me, Korodu.
Yes, anything that has antiperspirant, it means that anti means that you cannot sweat.
Mm-hmm. Means you're locking in the sweat.
Most countries abroad have banned those things from the shelves. You can't use antiperspirants because they've traced a lot of skin diseases to it. So we also need to, you know, be aware. Just so you know.
The Galandi boss from Elemoro says, what's up, Lagos? Please tell those Uber and Bolt drivers that leave and turned alternative Chevron road to their house to go home and bathe and wash their cars. But I hardly tell people that they are smelling, Sha. That's what he says.
But you're short of telling the person that they're smelling. What you do is look for the nicest possible way. And you need to check their balls too, because, you know, some people can be like, they could go crazy on
you. I'm telling you, that's why I was saying when we went on the break that it depends on the kind of friendship I have with you. And so
for in the case where the person is driving you, you don't know their friend, you don't know their family, so you cannot say, I want to ask their friend, I'm sorry, sir, can you wind down because I can't breathe. Oh, dear.
It will turn to something else inside the car with you and that person.
Nah, man, but...
Oh, yeah, I feel that's a nice way to say
it, just wind down because, sir, your underarms stink.
No, you don't have to say that.
I will say that.
Part.
I'm saying it in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Please, wind down before I will kiss somebody here.
Because the last time I had that conversation with somebody, went south somehow. And then things between the both of us became very awkward, you know, after that time. And I didn't know how to...
consider that you saved a life as the person stopped smelling. That's an unrepentant sinner. Anyway, guys, let's move away from this. Like I said, home remedies. I told you what to do before you go to bed. If you are one of those people that eats before you go to bed, you do all those night snacking. Pick your teeth. Gargle with salt water if you don't have, what's it called? A mouthwash. Or try to brush. But when you're brushing at night, don't do the morning type of brushing. Just try to use the bristles through your teeth to bring out all the food remnants. That way, when you wake up in the morning, you don't smell, your mouth doesn't smell so bad. And if you don't have mouthwash, salt water is very good. Very, very good. If you have apple cider vinegar, a little bit of it inside the salt water, it works. And guys, please, I beg in the name of God, if you know that you're going to sleep in your Uber, buy wipes or water. That water you use to brush your teeth, you put it in a nice towel, wipe your underarms up and down. Then make sure you always have a small roll-on in your car that you can use. Help me to help you. I'm paying you for a ride. I'm not paying you for a killing spree. Understand me, because you're going to kill me before I get to where I'm going.
I think somebody's literally just saying, Marianne, the spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
No. I'm sorry. You're in the business of service delivery, rather. If you're providing me a service, and you have to smell nice, darling. You have to.
I don't want to read this one. No, but I saw it.
Ooh. It's like that thing I told you. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, gentlemen, bath wear, scrub everywhere. You understand me? And just try. It's 2023,
it's not
guys.
Easy.
Anyway, I want to just drop a quick one before we go because at 11:30 we're going to have Power Solutions. But you see, all of us that are claiming that we have we're all, you know, pairing up for February 14. I wish you guys all the best.
Me too.
But if your partner were to be called to come and assist you in an examination, will you pass?
Why are you doing
How
like
smart
this?
Is your partner? Let's play that game. How about that? For the next 12 minutes, how smart is your partner? If they were to call your boo or your bae to come and assist you in an examination, are you certain that you are going to pass or you are going to fail with flying colors? Join the conversation.
Well, you're
going to
ask us the question because we are booless and bae-less. And the only boo that we have, our Lord Christ.
I have darling. My darling is darling Jesus. Darling
if we call Jesus. On him, we'll definitely pass. So
but Jesus cannot come and write exams. Stop coming here to be claiming that you're single. Stop it.
No.
All of you that are claiming that you're single.
He knows all things.
Keep quiet there.
So when you call him,
even Jesus is saying, I know you not. Get behind me.
It's not true.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If your partner was called to come and assist you in an examination, will you pass? How smart is your partner? That's the first question. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. We want to hear. And you can send us a message. You can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter because we have a post up, even on Instagram. Go there and let us know what you think. And you can send us a WhatsApp message also. If your partner was called to come and assist you in an examination, you go pass. Now, you know what they say. I've heard this a lot of times, but then again, I don't know if there's any scientific proof to it. You know, they say always marry a smart woman because, you know, that's where the brains for you from your children come from. For your children come from. I hear it all the time that if your wife is not smart, your children are going to be duller. No matter how smart
Why you
are.
Why not do your mother like that? He's
but
smart.
I don't know how true that is. I don't know how, because they always say that, the brain, the smartness comes from the wife's family. So I don't know how true that is. So if you're marrying, make sure that you're don't just marry her because she's pretty, has her legs, she carry front, she carry back, she took package. Your children are not gonna know anything. So is it true?
It's from the both of them. It can't be just the woman, I beg. I mean, do we live through life just making sure that the woman is the one that they like?
I'm just saying.
So for me, personally, so my aunt, she has three kids, amazing kids, and they are gurus in mathematics. The first one even had a prize money when he finished uni.
Wow.
Just because I think the best mathematics student, something like that, in school. First class.
Math.
Yeah. And we all know that they took it from their dad.
That's so. Because how do you know? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Good morning, my sister over there.
Okay. If your wife was called to come and help you in an exam, will you pass, sir?
I must pass. And before I call her, I would have know that she can handle it. Otherwise, I won't call her.
How do you know that she can handle it? They're just saying this exam, part B, is your partner that will write it.
I won't know. I won't know if she can handle it.
That's what we are asking you now. Would the person be able to handle it? That's what we are asking you now.
No, I won't call. I won't call because I cannot handle it.
You're not
laughing.
Thank you very much for calling.
You're not laughing at
your wife is not giving you food today. I'm sorry.
We are not even laughing
Baba,
at your
partner.
Baba,
you came on national radio to just come and scatter your wife's life like this. Hey, God. May your children not. Hey, God. May my partner not just come and air me like this. Is it? I won't call. On the second thought, I won't call because you might not be able to handle
this. This thing you're doing looks like a Valentine game. I know I don't have a boo, but your boo's smart.
Hey, wee. What? Well done, sir. Good morning, sir. How are you, sir? Thank you. God bless you. I hope that your wife is not listening to this because you are dead.
I pray for you.
We got 8 minutes more. If your partner was called to help you with an examination, whatever the examination is, how smart is your partner? That's the question we're asking this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What is up, Lagos? You're still alive. Yes. Just alive. Good morning.
This is the only Eze of Odogbo.
Eze.
Welcome.
Eze, guru, guru.
Now this morning, I don't laugh tired for this. That's a mouth order, a problem. Then only God will save us.
Amen.
We had to call God into it.
So, Eze, if you were to call one of your law laws, to come and exam, help you in exam, you go pass.
You go there for my side, they rub my head,
Is that what to make you pass? Eze, we are asking that.
We want your law law to write the exam.
Even if in Cambridge I go, I must pass, because that's rubbing alone.
No.
Eze, law law must put pen to paper.
He must write now, you gonna rub my head?
No, that's the thing. You know they understand us. No be say, no be you go to do am. Now your wife
go to do am. Your
wife right now. Me I go. That the same thing. Now we are saying the same thing.
You not go no expo.
Me
no
me
expo.
Robin and her Robin. The same thing. Now the same thing. Nothing.
So now the rubbing of head. Now go make una smart.
Now go make me pass with nothing. Without that, no pass at all.
That means say your partner no smart.
What do you put me? Because you see, I come from a long line of very smart, independent, and strong women. No kidding.
Same here.
So I'm trying to understand all these men. What are you saying?
Robin head. You put also pass Robin.
Hey, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us what's up, Lagos. Go.
Hello?
We can hear you. Give us the passcode and you can go ahead.
Oh, I don't think he can hear us. I'm so sorry. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
Expecting something like this, please, when they're just on WhatsApp. They're not making you feel what's up.
Don't mind them.
Yes, please. Let's leave that. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
You see this mouth order thing, God is our friend.
Amen.
I was once dating a lady. Online, you know when you date to get online. Before I could know, when I saw her, I can't cover my mouth.
Yeah.
The mouth, both mouth, odor, both armpit, everything was just buzu. I had no choice. I had to take her to the supermarket. Buy her soap. I had to buy everything.
Did you tell her that she was?
I told her if you will fight, let us fight. But I told her it's good. It will help her. I told her. It's true. I told her.
And so after that time, uncle.
Yeah, no. We still saw, but at least I let her know. She was like, "This guy, you can't hold your
mouth."
I said,
but you were being truthful.
You know, at least you know. It's good.
Generation. Okay,
for the exam. Why? I would definitely call her. I will pass 100%.
How are you sure that you pass? How smart is your partner?
I know personally I'm married now. I don't need to stress myself.
What did she get for cutoff point? What thing she gets for her cutoff points for jump?
Off your mind.
Actually, 4 points. Now she stop for school.
You don't lie. They go. You dey lie.
Is it your lie?
Dinner, 4 points. 4 points. 4 points, Guinea. All right. Do we have a message?
Yes. Tilda here from Ogun State says, "If my spouse is to help me in an exam, 100%. I'll call me Bale. Well done."
Hey, this is the kind of bubble we're looking for now. Hello.
This one said, it depends on the subject. So I want to more way. No be everybody.
All way now, way.
No be everybody, parents, local way. Anyway.
So,
good morning, what's up, Lagos? When it comes to calculations, I trust her to do justice to it. Dixon from Ikoyi.
Okay, what if they now say she come and write prose and poetry?
Hello.
And that's why he's trying to tell you that it's not everything. Hey, she's smart in the mathematics.
Because
poetry.
She likes money. It's money.
Because even though I want to turn stone and that, you're in the glass also.
Excuse me.
You know math.
Even math, I can do HCF. I can do HCM. I can do Hangul 360.
Yeah, I know more than you. I know 100 tests and units.
That's small. That's in the low category. Hello. Can you plot graph? I can plot graph.
And then you are good. Now, why are you not saying you don't know mathematics?
No, you see, there are some things in mathematics that used to make my brain just freeze. I forget everything.
Are you sure that it's not that you can spell the graph? Not beat.
Okay, guys, we'll take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Raf, calling from South Lighthouse.
Raf, if they bring your babe to write exam with you, will you pass?
I don't go pass.
Yay!
It depends on the kind of subject.
Okay.
If it's for money, money in mathematics, 100% fine. But when you start for all this A plus C for all those things, forget that one. But for that, that one don't mean she's not smart. You forget about winning the exam. That one don't mean she's not smart. That's not the pass.
Okay.
I want to enjoy
I like the caveat. You know what made them deny you food this night?
So there's been brilliant and being intelligent.
And then being smart. I mean, you know what I love about this job, being a journalist? You know a little bit of every single thing. I mean, I've never been anywhere meeting random people that I've never met who probably might not be on the same level with me that they'd have a conversation and I'd not know what to contribute. I never jam. Even if you are talking about tech, even if you are talking about Tesla, whatever it is that you're talking about, I will have an idea.
You have
a teeny weeny. And then
I'm never
ashamed. Yeah, I'm never ashamed to also say, I don't know that much about this, but I know this much. And then, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, great. You know, so, and then I'm willing to listen and hear what you have to say instead of just pressing my phone and asking like a dumb blonde. So, if you call me for the exam, pata.
You write English.
If he bad, I write everything. Even if they give us mixed course. No, maths, English, integrated science.
So you may not know the terminologies, but you write English.
No.
You would just be writing based on what you understand, but not writing, you know.
So I may not give direct quotes according to Einstein and this, but I'll give you basics. And you know that I know what I'm talking about. So pata, C6. We not go fail.
The way I'm looking at it is D something, D7.
Nah, lie. Me like this. Amy.
Because.
No. No, you can't just fall me down like.
You are confident in the English of what you can speak. No, indeed.
Excuse me. Excuse me. My dear. You cannot fall me down the radio. You understand me? Guys, we gotta go. It's been an interesting Monday morning. Up next is Power Solutions. My name is Mary Anakin. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram for more fun stuff, all right? MIMIEYO. I loved the conversation today. We'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, at 3 p.m., we have Hard Facts with Sandra. But
before then,
we're gonna have Joyce here with the Sunny Side on a Monday. Feta?
I'm Feta. F-E-T-A is how you spell it. You can follow me on Feta Dynamo on Instagram. Thank you, guys.
Bye bye, Lagos. Love you.
Take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.